Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Thrady.
All right, good afternoon. That sounds so smooth, doesn't it? Yeah, I think so too. This is Lock and Load. And, you know, I had to do a little rescheduling magic, but we're going to go ahead and proceed now with Think, Aim, Fire with investigative reporter Lee Williams and Gamut Resolutions chief instructor Bob Keller. We were trying to do question and answer last week, and we had issues with telecommunications because it's such an exact science. But we're good to go now, so... You guys had a really good Q&A starting out, and are we going to do that again? Or
hell yeah.
Because somebody needs to be talking besides me right now, because I sound like nonsense.
I mean, we just never know when you're going to stop talking, Bill. Well,
I got this question, and it pissed me off. I saw Bob's video on the Staccato website talking about engaging multiple targets after scaling a rock wall. I'd really like to hear more about this. Thanks for your service, Bob. Anonymous. Yeah, I'd really like to hear more about that, too. I've been privy to several stories. Never heard this one before, though, brother.
Yeah, that was funny that you'd never heard that one. And I guess I had done an interview with Staccato, and you were probably on hiatus, you know, up in Washington, wherever you went to hide out for a while. See, that's probably why you didn't hear about it.
Wait till the Warrens took care of themselves, yeah.
Yeah. it was a different hit for me, just because usually when you go on hits, you're with so many people or with at least your team, and everyone's so fast, you never get the opportunity to shoot people by yourself. It just rarely ever happens, because everyone wants, you know, to be the first one there. Everyone wants to get it on. So when anything's happening, you have multiple people shooting the bad guys. In this situation, and I don't even know how it happened, but a ladder was up on the wall. I think we might have taken engagement or contact after we laddered up, so something must have been going on. Well, when it came time to actually looking in the compound, I just happened to be by this ladder. It was already laddered up. No one was there, so I went up the ladder, which... Usually, if you're not the one that carried the ladder to objective, you don't get up on the ladder. I mean, that's just how it is. That's being fair, right? But no one's wrong, so I went up the ladder. You know, there's other teams up on walls. They just couldn't see into the part of the compound that I could see into. And all of a sudden, all hell broke loose inside the compound, and I was the only one up on that portion of the wall. So I was the only one I could see and shoot what was going on in there. So it's one of those situations that people that like gunfighting, the dream come true, right? You're up on the wall by yourself, multiple dudes in the compound, you're the only one shooting at. So that's basically what happened. I mean, it was some other funny things. So when I started engaging, like, everyone wants to be part of, you know, part of the action. They want to get it on. They were all stuck because we only, for some reason, I don't know if we had to use the extended ladder, so we had to use both ladders because the wall was big, but there was only one ladder. So all the guys beneath me on my team, once I started shooting, there was no way that they could get in the action because there was only one ladder. And now the other team's on the other walls that they couldn't see in. So that was the situation. Got to shoot multiple dudes by myself in that situation, and pretty cool day.
How much of you was exposed?
That was another good one. I mean, I had tons of cover, so I was behind the wall. There was a huge wall, and so, I mean, nothing's getting through that thing. But when I started getting engaged, I mean, those rounds hitting literally inches in front of my face. So I got small real quick. So, I mean, really the only thing exposed was probably half of my head, and my gun was canted so I could get lower. So my right hand, my left hand, a little bit of my head, and my weapon was the only thing that really was exposed. But, I mean, I had RPGs coming at me, or a RPG coming at me. I had hand grenades being thrown at me, and then small arms fire coming at me, hitting the wall right in front of me.
And you're wearing a helmet and eye pro?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Man. Okay. Well, thanks for your service, brother.
That was a good one.
What did you learn from that as far as what were you able to take away from
it? Well, that was another good thing about, I think, you know, training with people that have experience and have actually been in gunfights, because there's a lot of lessons learned. And just one of them that was a great training, not, I wouldn't say training tip, but something I would have never thought of unless I had been in that situation. So I'm shooting multiple dudes by myself. No one else shooting at them. They're shooting other people with me. So I can only shoot one guy at a time. Well, I remember being on the wall. I don't think I'll ever forget this. Yeah, well, it's because I actually teach now. So I explain this in classes. But all the way up, leading up till that point, training-wise, when I go to the range, when I would shoot multiple targets, I would do the rhythm drill or the cadence drill, which most people have heard that. Most people have trained on the cadence drill, rhythm drill,
right.
And me included. I thought that was a good training tool when you're practicing multiple shots or multiple targets, multiple shots. But I realized as I was shooting those guys, you can only shoot one guy at a time. Like, there is no rhythm to shooting multiple targets when you're doing it for real. It isn't just going across the line, going bang, 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 and get into a rhythm. It might be 10 rounds on one guy before you drop him, and then can go to the next guy. And then that next guy you shoot, you might drop him in 2 rounds, and then you go to the next guy, it might be 4 rounds. But there's no rhythm to it. There's no cadence to it. You're just shooting one guy at a time, even though there is multiple tracks. So that was a great thing for me, being up on that wall, realizing that, like, holy crap, like, how I've been training multiple targets is wrong. Like, it shouldn't just be the same round count. Same iteration every time you go. Like, you should always mix up the round count every time you shoot at. So, yeah, well, awesome lessons learned from all the gunfights I've been in.
And that's something that you're not going to get from somebody who's teaching from a textbook.
I don't think so, because, I mean, how are you going to know? Like, I would, unless I hadn't been in that situation, I'd have still been teaching the rhythm drill and the cadence drill. Because it made sense to me. So, yeah. People that just read it from a book or go to their classes and try to figure out what is going to work in a gunfight, it's a lot of times it's going to be different.
Well, and, God, you put me right there. So you're shooting your AR canted. I mean, like, damn near sideways?
Yep.
And so basically, like,
yep. So I had good support. I mean, the rifle was on the top of the wall.
Yeah.
But to get lower, you know, if you keep it straight up and down, your head's going to be a lot more exposed. So it was laying on top of the wall, candid, with the ejection port skyward, and that's how I was shooting.
How'd that affect your aim, or didn't it matter because they were so close?
It would be hard to tell, because that's another thing when people practice. And this is hard at a range to simulate this, but targets don't stand still for you.
Yeah.
And when they're hauling butt to get to cover, it is not easy to shoot people.
Hang on right there. Hang on right there. Where I pick it up at is not easy to shoot people when they're hauling. Lee Williams is the investigative reporter for the Second Amendment Foundation. You find him at thegunwriter.substack.com, and he is the sole writer at Armed American News. Bob Keller is the chief instructor at Gamut Resolutions. We'll be right back. This is Think, Aim, Fire, and this is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
All right, welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and this is Think, Aim, Fire, which I don't have it queued up, but I didn't play the intro to it. I should have played the intro to it. I'll play the intro to it in the next segment. When we last left off, there was this video that Bob Keller had done for Staccato. And in this, Bob looks sort of beleaguered. And I guess that prompted some questions. But you guys get some really good questions. I'm impressed.
We do. The big question right now I got, Bob, is when these guys are hauling ass, moving from right to left. Are you aiming at where they're going to be, or are you leading them, or doesn't it matter?
I mean, if you had a distance, you might want to do that. No, I am not leading them at all. I mean, the distance I was at, I mean, I was shooting into a compound. So I mean,
okay.
You're talking maybe 60 yards max on those shots.
Oh, okay. You're making a candid rifle.
But I mean, it's not just like shooting still targets where you bring the gun up, you're wherever the red dot is, you're always hitting, or it's easy. I mean, it's not easy to hit, dude. But I think, so I always tell students in my classes, like my whole gunfighting career, I've only done one speed reload on target. Like I've only gotten Bullock one time, and I've been in some really, really cool gunfights where there's like a lot of stuff going on, a lot of multiple targets, multiple shots with teammates with me. But never gotten Bullock, gotten Bullock one time. And the reason why is in like that situation, I had multiple threats by myself, and that day I didn't go Bullock. Even with targets that are moving around, and I was missing. Yeah, you're not gonna hit every single time with moving targets like that. It's hard. But we don't pull the trigger unless we have sight picture.
Yeah.
So like, you know, as one guy was going all the way across the compound to the hut in front of me, he's cruising across there. As I'm following him, if I don't have sight picture on target, I'm not pulling the trigger. Where, you know, so there was a lot of times in that 2 seconds or 3 seconds it took him to get there, and I could have just unleashed 30 rounds of the guy, right? And then had to go Bullock, but we're not like that. It's not like the movies. There's very little shooting. So as that guy was coming across, as I was following him, I didn't have sight picture, not pulling. Didn't have sight picture, not pulling. Until I actually got sight picture, then I'm squeezing the trigger. So you're not shooting that way around. It's not as sexy as what the movies look like, you know.
You're not dumping mags at each individual target.
No. I mean, I think, and then talking about it in class over the years, started thinking about it, and I was, because people are amazed that I've only done one speed reload my whole career. And I honestly, thinking about it, I think I've only seen like one or two other people on target, like from the unit, do a speed reload, like go Bullock. And again, for one, we know how to shoot. So usually when we pull the trigger, we're not missing. And two, we're not pulling the trigger until we get that picture. So there's not that unnecessary expending round for no reason.
That spray and pray crap.
Yeah.
We've got a bunch of good questions. Jerry K wants to know, what's the value or lack of value of carrying a backup gun for LE or civilians? Something in addition to your primary ADC gun. Is this added weight or a good idea? What about carrying a Model 36 Chief Special?
I would never say it's a bad idea. I mean, I personally wouldn't carry two, but I'm not gonna, so I wouldn't, yeah. Which I'm sure you're the same way. It's not, you're not gonna say, well, you can't carry one. If you want to carry three separate guns for backup, by all means, but my whole career, it's been, it's not about comfort, it's just about mobility, you know, and speed on target. So if I got something in my boot or on my ankle, or if I got multiple guns on me as a civilian, I feel like it's just unnecessary weight that I need to be carrying. But I would have nothing against it. I'd never say, nope, you can't carry two.
Yeah, I agree. I've known cops that have carried four, and they were very scared of swimming pools because they knew if they went in, they'd never get out. as far as the chiefs, you know, a lot of guys carry them. They call them chief special because they're meant for chiefs of police, and chiefs don't get in gunfights. If you're comfortable with a small revolver, that's great. You got to train the hell out of it, though, because it reloads so much slower. I know guys that love their revolvers, and that's great. Carry whatever you want. Carry cap and ball, but just make sure you train the hell out of it.
Exactly.
Because, you know, otherwise you're no good, especially on a short barrel like
that.
I don't care.
If you train with those for any length of time, you're going to give it up and go to something else.
I
saw somebody trying to qualify with that for a concealed carry permit in South Carolina, which is only 50 rounds, and she busted her hand open right behind, right in the web of her hand.
Yep.
And, I mean, so if you, while you're out there saying, well, go train with it at the same time, well, go train with it and have Plan B ready, because you're going to, that's not going to be your everyday carry.
I think you're absolutely right, Bill. And that is, that's the case with anything, like shooting wise, gear wise, gun wise. If you actually go and train, you'll start figuring out what works and what doesn't. But if you never go to the range and shoot that thing, you'll be like, oh, I can make this thing work. So yes, you could make that work by training, but just like Bill said, I totally agree. You're going to go to the range, you put a ton of ammo through that thing, you're going to be like, oh, I might need to rethink what gun I'm going to be shooting.
My hand hurts bad.
Yeah.
Next question is from Ed. It's from Anonymous. You should warn your listeners about the fake Confederate militaria that's out there now. It's flooded the market. It seems too good to be true. If it seems too good to be true, it probably is. I lost $1,000. He says Samurai Swords 2, India, China, and Pakistan are making high-end repros. Well, be careful if you're buying Confederate stuff, folks. This is a question I've been dying to ask. Yeah, I wish I would have asked it myself. If you have a malfunction or go to slide lock with your carbine, what factors would you consider before conducting a speed reload, clearing the malfunction, or transitioning to a pistol? It's from Greg, who says, I took your class, Bob. Okay, if you have a malfunction or you go to slide lock, when are you going to decide?
Well, you're talking, because you said rifle, you're talking bolt lock?
Yeah.
You meant bolt lock?
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
So for me at any distance, yeah, I don't transition anymore where I did that for many years as an operator. Anytime I had primary and secondary and something happens again.
Let me get everybody to hold on, because I've been so busy listening to the Q&A that I have not been minding the clock. So we're coming up on the break. I want to hear about this, because this one right here is always a question I've had too. I wish I had articulated it myself. Bob Keller is the chief instructor at Gamut Resolutions. Lee Williams is the investigative reporter at Second Amendment Foundation, Substack, gunwriter.com, and at Armed American Radio. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Update. There's still no Speaker of the House following 8 rounds of votes in the chamber. House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy continues to be blocked by a conservative faction of the party, staunchly opposed to his candidacy, despite his willingness to offer more concessions. The California congressman-elect says Democrats in the House are happy to work out a deal with more liberal Republicans for speakership. Tom McClintock said the Democratic conference will vote to approve for any GOP taker, but they have some requests.
We want to have no significant investigation of the administration. We want half of the committee chairmanships, and we want half of the committee slot.
Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin is beginning to awaken. Hamlin remains in critical condition after suffering cardiac arrest and collapsing on the field during Monday night's NFL game against the Cincinnati Bengals. Dave Collins, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. And, I didn't do this, but you know what? This is Think, Aim, Fire. I have been made aware of a certain error I've been making as I introduce these guys to you. But first, let's start with Lee, because I haven't made any errors with that. He's an investigative reporter. He is one half of Think, Aim, Fire. Then there's Bob Keller, Gamut Resolutions. I've been referring him to him as the chief instructor. He is actually the only instructor. He does the grass, and he sets up the targets. And when you go there, you're actually getting the guy, the man, to teach you. Versus, he doesn't sub out any of his classes or any of that other stuff. And now that should be it, but don't let that stop you from going and signing up for a class at Gamut Resolutions. Now, yeah. Anyway, I had to stop.
I should probably add, he's also a Delta Force veteran, which Bob cannot say or has chosen not to say.
There is no such thing as Delta Force.
Yeah, okay.
I do fly on Delta Airlines the last time I flew there.
Yeah, and I got some faucets made by him, too.
Delta.
Okay, you're a bolt lock with your carbine. What are you going to do? Are you going to speed reload, clear the malfunction, or transition to pistol? I love this question, by the way.
Yeah, so for a bolt lock on a rifle, so it is different. Bolt lock is what, for me, transitioning or doing free reload is just distance. So my sweet spot with pistol, at least when I was operational, is about 15 yards and in, like hostage rescue, where you can't miss, and that is moving and shooting, making hostage rescue shots. So, all of my situations are always going to be worst case, I can't miss. So if I go bolt lock, past 15 yards, like at 20 yards, 25 yards, 50 yards, I'm going to do a speed reload without even considering ever going to a pistol. But 15 yards and in, if I go bullock, I know I still can't miss with a pistol at that range, at least when I was operational. It might be 12 to 10 yards now, but 15 yards and in at bullock, then I'll transition to pistol. But for malfunction-wise, and this isn't how everyone does it, and I might be the only one at the unit doing this, but years ago I switched to where if anything happens to my rifle besides the bolt lock, so malfunction-wise, I'm doing a slap rack first, where a lot of people will go to, if they have a secondary, will immediately go to a pistol. I will do a media action drill first. If that like close in wise, especially CQB wise, if that slap rack doesn't work and that media action drill doesn't work, then I am immediately going to pistol. Yeah, but out the distance, I might do two or three media action drills before even considering going to pistol. And if it's like 40 yards back, 50 yards back, if I'm not closing the distance to shoot with pistol, I'm going somewhere to where if I have to, and there's no one with me, to do a remedial action to fix that with rifle. Out the distance, I always want to keep that rifle with me. If it's deadlined 100%, I can't fix it. I can't do remedial action quick. Media action doesn't work. Then if I have to go to pistol, it's at that distance. If there is, especially in the United States, there is every shot you make is a no-fail shot. There's always a possibility of being a friendly beyond that target. So I'd be closing the distance to make that pistol shot. Okay. But question-wise, like for a rifle, at any distance, if it's a media action drill, I'm slapping rack and I'm not going to pistol. If it's bolt lock, then distance determines that. And for me, it's 15 yards in.
It's a chess game, as you always have said, my friend.
Yeah, and that's stuff you need to be thinking about when you're on target. And the better you get at shooting, to where like just the shooting part is taking over and it's muscle memory, or it's just second nature. Then you can start thinking in a gunfight, like opening your eyes up, opening the scrawny up to where you can actually start thinking of things like that. Like, okay, if I go bolt lock, what am I going to do? If I have a malfunction, what am I going to do? What distance am I at to the target right now? And those are all things that should be going through your head during the gunfight. Problem is, not many people have been in that many gunfights, and they don't have the shooting dialed in, so their whole brain isn't focused on the situation at hand. It's overwhelming to where it should be. All the shooting part, that should be just done without you even thinking about it. So your brain can 100% be focused at the situation in front of you.
Perfect. Next, I don't have a question. I just wanted to thank Bob for the 120-round carbine and 100-round pistol workouts on his blog. They're great drills, and they don't require cases of ammunition. You should check them out. I wholeheartedly agree. Nice stuff. And right now, one thing we should also point out, you have about a case of pistol and a case of carbine requirement for your classes, but if I want to come in and just shoot half a case of each, I'm okay doing that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Which, when the ammo was tight and it was so expensive, a lot of people took me up on that. And you come to the class, I think most of my classes are like a 900 rounds or 1,000 rounds or 5.56, and then 800, 700 rounds of pistol, depending on what class. You can literally show up with 100 rounds of pistol if you wanted. And you're still getting to do every drill. You're still getting all the content in my class. You're just shooting half the round count or whatever you bring. So if every drill requires, like on the dots, 30 rounds and you only want to shoot 10, you're just getting less trigger time, but you're still getting to do the drill and you're still getting all the content. So yeah, absolutely. You can come to class without the round count that is on the website.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Thankfully, ammunition seems to be going down.
Hopefully.
Yeah, no kidding. Next question is from Chad in California. Chad behind the lines. Are 12-gauge mini shells a good pick for home defense? My boomstick holds 12, and I'm worried about over-penetration. Also, do you run a red dot on your shotgun?
Sounds like a question for you, too.
I've shot many shells. I don't think they've been combat proven. I think they go bang. I don't know enough about them. I would not run them in my gun until I'm more comfortable with them. I also don't have a red dot on my shotgun. I'm pretty good with the rifle sight. But until somebody can show me that these mini shells have been proven in combat, I'm not going to carry them. I'm going to carry my 2 3/4 inch.
Bill, are you familiar with that?
Say, I don't own any of those. I have never, ever, 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 I've never been a proponent of those little mini shells. I look at them, I'm like, oh, how cute.
Yeah, I've never tried them.
I mean, could you actually have a slug in one of those things? And if you did, and you pulled the trigger on it, what happens then? Huh? So.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stay, I mean, typically, with anything that I carry or shoot, I'm gonna stay with something that functions. And the first time it malfunctions or it's not proven, I am not one to go out and buy the latest, greatest gun that comes out, unless perhaps it's a Staccato. But I mean, I have been through now 4 iterations of the C2, because the C2 just continues to evolve. A little percentage here, a little percentage there. But in the beginning, you know, like with a lot of these other guns, I don't get too excited about them at the outset just because of them being new or whatever. So the hotness never gets to me. But while I do appreciate you guys taking the time to include me in the conversation, we're coming up on the next break. So,
Bill is napping.
No, I'm not napping. I'm monitoring. I'm actually watching the clock this time. That's why we're not going. Oh, I was listening again. Lee Williams is the investigative reporter for the Second Amendment Foundation at Armed American News and at Substack.gunwriter.com. And Bob Keller is the only instructor at Gamut Resolutions. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
This is Lock and Load, and this is also Think Game Fire. We were just discussing the cute little mini shells, and I went into this long tangent about some other stuff, you know, just trying to prove how awesome I am. But this is Think Game Fire with Lee Williams and Bob Keller, and I'm sure we can get at least two more question and answers done in the next segment. So please, if you will, proceed.
We got three of the same question. Basically, do you believe Ron DeSantis will sign a constitutional carry bill? That's not the question. Ron will sign it. The question is whether or not the legislature can get out of its own way and get a bill to him. If they do, he'll sign it. This one is interesting. I'm a civilian. This is from Dennis Forth in Tennessee. I'm a civilian who carries concealed. Do I need a retention holster? Also, should I carry spare mags? Bob?
Did you need retention? No. It depends on, it really depends on how aggressive
explain why you would need retention.
So if you're at if you're carrying every day and you're in a job, I don't want to say aggressive, but getting up and down or doing things that your body's going to be moving around. You might want to think of retention. Right? I mean, you don't want to lose your gun if you're doing something. It would depend on the profession. I mean, if you're going to be running after people, you want retention. You want to be losing your gun as you're running towards someone or going somewhere. That's where retention comes into play. So do you need to have it? No. Is it a good thing? Yes, operational. I was always running retention. We do a lot of crazy stuff as a civilian. I do not run retention. It's a good question, but it really determines, or it depends on what you're doing on a day to day basis.
Spare magazine.
Spare mags.
Yep. Again, this isn't the right. There is no right answer. I do not carry spare mags, but I would consider myself still a really good shooter with pistol. Not that I might not run out of ammo anyhow, but I do not carry spare mags. The regular civilian, even you shouldn't be missing, because if you're actually getting sight picture and aiming and knowing where you're shooting at, you should never go slide lock with a pistol in a gunfight. Unless you're in a worse situation I've ever been in, or if you go slide lock, you should have went to the range more and practiced on your accuracy. But I would never say no, can't carry a spare mag. For some people, absolutely a good choice. Yeah, me personally, no, I do not carry a spare mag.
Can I ask a question?
Yep.
So with the Kenyan Westgate Mall invasion, when the military was puttering about for, 4 or 5 hours before they decided to respond, the way they got most of the people out of the mall was a bunch of concealed carriers went out there. I don't know if they had spare mags, but considering that the United States has an open border right now, would you consider it a possibility that we might face one of these multi-pronged, multi-teamed, hitting in various times and places attacks at some time in the future? And considering that with your background, would you still continue to not carry spare mags?
Yeah, well, that's why I said it's not the right answer. I mean, there's times where I don't even carry. I know it's like, oh, this is going to be the day that something happens that I don't have my gun. It's never the right answer. You can never, or even what if situation,
right,
all day long. You want to be in a situation where all hell is breaking loose. You have one magazine, you're the only guy, and there's 30 dudes. That would suck. You know, so then, yes, I should have carried 6. And that's why I say, like, if you're, for someone asking, nothing wrong with carrying 1 or 2 spare mags, because you never know. But I would, no, for me, I would still only carry the one in the gun. But that would be, if I knew, if I'm in that environment, that's the other thing with just being a switched on shooter, being a switched on person that carries a gun. If you're going to a situation where you know that you have to go there for some reason, and there's stuff building up, well then, in that situation, I probably would grab 2 or 3, or at least have spare mags in my car that I'm driving. But day to day situation, nothing has been going on. I'm going outside. I'm not going to put a spare mag in. But I would read the situation. If I'm in a state, or if I was doing a job where I was going somewhere, I was going to be concealed, and there was stuff possibly getting hot and heavy, yeah, then I'd grab a couple extra. Just knowing the situation.
Yeah, and I think knowing what you're wearing, too. I mean, in Florida, you know, we're wearing
t-shirts. Yeah, that's a tough one, exactly. Yep.
You know, in Minnesota, in the winter, you know, you can
pretty easy to
conceal 30 spare mags. You don't want a pattern. Yeah, I totally agree. There's no pattern. Ammunition left over after a gunfight.
The easy answer to the military, but it still applies almost to everything. It's situation dependent.
Yeah.
That's how it should be.
Yeah. I mean, if you're big enough to conceal, you know, a handgun and 3 or 4 mags and wearing a t-shirt and shorts, good on you.
Right.
Without pulling your shorts down your ankles. But it is situational dependent. Last question. I keep seeing these incredible deals for police trade-in Glocks. Are they worth it? Would you carry one? That's hit and miss. I mean, whoever bought ended up with my Beretta 92F. That barrel was gone by the time I was done with it. They can be a great deal. I would look at the caliber. I, for one, I'm not a big fan of 40, and I see a lot of these are coming in 40 and 45, and I certainly would not trust any with any electronics, be that a red dot or a flashlight. Anybody disagree?
I don't.
No, I mean, some of them, yeah, if you get a gun with a barrel shot out and some of the components that are done, you get to replace everything. I mean, especially for, I mean, most cop guns, not even Glocks, right? I mean, it's cost efficient wise. I mean, you might end up spending just as much money replacing parts of that thing and just buying a new one.
Yeah, I would buy a new one. And I would buy a new one in 9, 40. The cops are getting rid of it. I don't know how much longer that ammo is going to be out there.
I would rather shoot a Glock 20 with Underwood ammunition designed to kill a grizzly bear than shoot any Glock 22 with 40 caliber ammunition.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of all the guns that were out there when Glock did that, now you look at the Smith & Wesson, the M&P, that slide was beefy enough to run 40 caliber ammo. But the Glock, the taking the Glock 9mm frame and sticking 40 in there because, hey, this fits the same way.
Right.
We don't even have to redesign another one there, Gaston. We can just run this one out there and, you know, the Glock fanboys, they'll buy it. I mean, look, they bought some 45 Gaps, so you know they'll buy this one.
Yeah, I forgot about the Gap rod. Boy, that thing took off, didn't it?
Oh yeah, like the Kursk.
Yeah. Hey, might be able to in the near future. Might be able to buy some old Staccatos coming from cops.
That'll be all together though.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right.
Anybody running a Staccato, those guys know how to maintain the Staccato.
Well, that the warranty goes with the gun, not the shooter.
Yeah. So, yeah, that'll be a whole different story all together when that happens. And I'll be right there at the forefront.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yep.
Maybe it'll quit raining sometime soon and we won't have a bomb cyclone and Bob could cut the grass at gamut resolution so we could get together and take the Staccatos out and go shoot them.
And we need to do it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Before we run out of time, Gamut Resolutions, it's gamutresolutions.com. Check them out for scheduling and finding a class and go take it. And apparently you can show up with just about anything as far as ammo and he will teach you, which is unheard of. Lee Williams, you see, his work is pervasive. He'll write an article and he'll publish it in three places and then it gets republished in 30 places. And now he's even crossing over into the fake stream is trying to learn the ways of the Second Amendment. They got to go talk to somebody that actually knows what they're talking about. They come to Bob's or to Lee rather. And they could go to Bob. Mm-hmm. Bob would just be like, yeah, just shoot him in the face. Guys, thank you very much for joining me today.
Our pleasure.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
Thanks, everybody.
Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.